CIA leak case. The paper had to run a correction on a reporting during the run-up to the Iraq War, later discredited, indicating that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. The head of the Democratic Party, Howard Dean, says the election of Democratic governors in New Jersey and Virginia, a signal that voters don't really like what they're seeing from Republicans across the nation. Lieutenant Governor Tim Kaine won in Virginia, defeating Jerry Kilgore, who had gotten late help from George Bush. Some Democrats are saying the Bush appearance at an election eve rally for Kilgore only got more voters out for Kaine, who took the race by 5 percentage points. In New Jersey, the margin about 10% for Democratic Senator John Corzine beating Doug Forrester in the race for governor. Polls had forecast that race to be much closer in the last week. The White House is saying the elections yesterday exposed Democratic flaws, not Republican ones. George Bush's spokesman says they show Democrats are out of touch with voters. He says Virginia's new governor ran as a conservative. That's how he got elected. Scott McClellan says overall the races were decided on local and state issues and were not a referendum on George Bush. Suicide bombers attacked three hotels frequented by Westerners in the Jordanian capital of Amman today. Dozens killed and wounded. Officials believe all three blasts carried out by suicide bombers. The first explosion at the luxury Grand Hyatt Hotel. A few minutes later, police reported a blast at the Radisson SAS Hotel and a third explosion reported at the Days Inn Hotel. British Prime Minister Tony Blair accusing British lawmakers of caring more about the civil liberties of terrorists than about the fundamental rights of British citizens. First major loss of his 8 years in office, Blair's proposal to let police hold suspects for 90 days without charge was defeated in Parliament. Instead, lawmakers voted to limit the detention period without charges to 28 days. The leader of the opposition Conservative Party says Blair's authority has diminished almost to a vanishing point. He says Blair should reconsider his position as Prime Minister. Blair's official spokesman says the vote does not reflect a lack of confidence in the Prime Minister. The terror bill drafted after the July attacks on London's transit system. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Scotty the Duck, if you don't know who that is, Scott McClellan was spinning, and if you don't know who that is, the White House press secretary, he was spinning faster than Linda Blair on a pea soup binge today, wasn't he? Trying to convince us that up is down, black is white, war is peace. The Democratic victories yesterday were really defeats because the Democrats have no positive agenda like Bush does, and that the White House transcripts are never altered in any way whatsoever, although we have proof tonight of that lie. In the ultimate nod to Norwell, now the White House simply revises transcripts that are not to their liking. They just go in and change them. You've heard the story, I'm sure. I think it was on Daily Kos. And now it's here. Bush fumbles a line. No big deal. We'll just change the transcript. Okay. Scott McClellan says something damaging about Irving Libby. Just break out the whiteout. Poof, like magic. It disappears. No need any longer to seed the press room with male whores to lob softballs, so to speak, when you got a backspace key, a little whiteout, or a delete key, right? Yeah. There's a new blog spot you need to go see. I don't know if you're familiar with it. comearmageddon.blogspot.com. Are you familiar with that one yet? If you can handle it. Some of the stuff there is very, very intense. comearmageddon.blogspot.com. The Pentagon always claimed they used white phosphorus very sparingly, their words, and only to illuminate combat areas. Now, we've been talking the past couple of nights about the Italian documentary Fallujah, The Hidden Massacre, broadcast yesterday by the Italian state broadcaster. I believe RAI is owned by Berlusconi, one of Bush's good buddies. I'm not sure about that, but I believe it is maybe it's not, maybe it's the competing network. The documentary showed that the shells were commonly used and killed an unspecified number of civilians. Photographs obtained by RAI and the studies of Center of Human Rights in Fallujah showed the bodies of dozens of Fallujah residents whose skin was dissolved or caramelized by the effects of the phosphorus shells. And last night, Robert Musil, who's director of the group Physicians for Social Responsibility, which I'm sure most of the listeners to this program are familiar with, Musil called for an investigation. He told the Independent of the UK, quote, when there is clear testimony that use of such weapons has done this, it demands a full investigation. From Vietnam onwards, he said, there has been a general condemnation of the use of white phosphorus and concern about the injuries and consequences. Now, the White House, or the Pentagon, I believe, is still frantically saying, no. Well, let's go to the March-April 2005 issue of Field Artillery. This is a report put out by the U.S. military about how a battle was conducted, what weaponry was used, what successes were developed by the Marines or the Army or whatever, what defeats, what lessons were learned. It's Field Artillery is the publication. This is March-April 2005. In the article about the attack on Fallujah, which, by the way, was called Operation Al-Fajr, which, if I'm not mistaken, Al-Fajr is the Arabic word for the dawn. In Section 9, munitions. The munitions we brought to this fight were 155-millimeter high-explosive M107 and M795 rounds. Illumination and white phosphorus with point detonating delay time and variable time fuses. For the 120-millimeter mortars, we had high explosive, illumination, and white phosphorus with point detonation delay and proximity fuses. We also carried 81-millimeter high explosives with the same fuses. White phosphorus proved to be an effective and versatile munition. We used it for screening missions at two breaches and later in the fight as a potent psychological weapon against the insurgents in trench lines and spider holes when we could not get effects on them with high explosives. We fired shake-and-bake missions at the insurgents using white phosphorus to flush them out and high explosives to take them out. We used improved white phosphorus for screening missions. When hexachloroethane zinc smoke would have been more effective and saved our white phosphorus for lethal missions. You understand what's being said here? This is not being reported by Common Dreams or the Independent UK or Physicians for Social Responsibility or Daily Coast or Mike Malloy or the Man in the Moon or your mama. This is being reported in the U.S. military publication Field Artillery, March-April this year, as the soldiers who participated in the Battle of Fallujah describe what they used, how effective or ineffective it was, and why they used it. White phosphorus. Now, you saw the documentary. If you didn't, you still can. It's all over the Internet. If you go to comearmageddon.blogspot.com, there's some photographs there. There are photographs out there all over the place about what our military is doing under the directions of Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and George Bush. So I'd love to hear from any of you neoconservatives, any of you Republicans, any of you Bush supporters who want to talk about the evils of tyrants using chemical and biological weapons against innocent people. I couldn't agree more. Call me. Defend this slaughter perpetrated by United States soldiers against so-called insurgents and civilian populations of Fallujah. I double dog dare you. Come on, you little cowardly bastards, give me a call. So there you have it, March-April 2005 edition of Field Artillery. And there's no way you can use white phosphorus without forming a deadly chemical cloud that kills everything within a tenth of a mile in every direction from where it hits. Ask Saddam. He would know about it. So would Rumsfeld. So when it says in the Field Artillery article that a part of the use was for psychological effect, obviously this sort of death-dealing clouds were not just psychological. But when we talk about we fired shake-and-bake missions at the insurgents, shake-and-bake, Jesus, God in heaven, shake-and-bake. You use high explosives to rattle the earth underneath people who are defending their country. I don't give a damn whether you and I agree with their defense or not. That's what they're doing. Shake them, and then when they run out, bake them with white phosphorus. This is America. This is America. This is what we do now. This is what we do to people who have the gall to resist an invasion by our military. And if civilians get in the way, shake them and bake them.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Oh, that's Pudge.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
We're fighting evil, and we will continue to fight evil, and we will not stop until we defeat evil.
It's about 22 past the hour. So the claim by the Bush crime family that white phosphorus was used only for illumination at Fallujah has been debunked by the Army itself, by the Marine Corps itself, by the soldiers who used it, by the official reports, and by military field journals now, or field operation journals, where discussions are held, reports are filed about the use of certain weapons and how successful or unsuccessful the use of those weapons were or are. Now, there is there are several other things about this story that I want to share with you. This is from soldiers' own writings. There's a couple of cuss words in here, but you can handle it. If we can handle our country using a white phosphorus and torture chambers around the planet, we can handle a little bit of profanity when it's used in context. After pounding parts of the city for days, many Marines say the recent combat, now they're referring to Fallujah, this is from a newspaper report. Many Marines say the recent combat escalated into more than they had planned for, but not more than they could handle. It's a war, said Corporal Nicholas Bogert, 22, of Morris, New York. Bogert is a mortar team leader who directed his men to fire round after round of high explosives and white phosphorus charges into the city Friday and Saturday, never knowing what the targets were or what damage the resulting explosions caused. Let me repeat that. Corporal Bogert is a mortar team leader who directed his men to fire round after round of high explosives, that's the HE we were talking about, and white phosphorus, that's the WP, into the city, Fallujah, Friday and Saturday, never knowing what the targets were or what damage the resulting explosions caused. Quote, he said, we had all the security and stabilization operations training back home, and then this turns into a real goddamn war. Just as his team, unquote, just as his team started to eat a breakfast of packaged rations Saturday, Bogert got a fire mission over the radio. Stand by, he yelled, sending Lance Corporals Jonathan Alexander and Jonathan Milliken scrambling to their feet. Joking and rousting each other like boys just seconds before, the men were instantly all business. With fellow Marines between them and their targets, a lot was at stake. Bogert received coordinates of the target, plotted them on a map, and called out the settings for the gun they call Sara Lee. You know, as in shake and bake? Milliken, who's 21 from Reno, Nevada, and Alexander, who's 23 from Wetumpka, Alabama, quickly made the adjustments. They're good at what they do. Gun up! Milliken yelled when they finished a few seconds later, grabbing a white phosphorus round from a nearby ammo can and holding it over the tube. Fire! Bogert yelled as Milliken dropped it in. The boom kicked dust around the pit as they ran through the drill again and again, sending a mixture of burning white phosphorus and high explosives they call shake and bake into a cluster of buildings where insurgents have been spotted all week. They say they have never seen what they've hit, nor did they talk about it as they dusted off their breakfast and continued their hilarious routine of personal insults and name-calling. So the question is asked, who are you going to believe? U.S. Department of Defense or the soldiers and the Marines out firing this stuff indiscriminately into Fallujah? David Earhart, A-I-R-H-A-R-T, David Earhart is a Marine Corps veteran of the Iraq War, Guantanamo, and Afghanistan. He is a student now. He's facing possible expulsion from Kent State University for unfurling a Kent State for Peace banner on the top of a rock climbing wall that military recruiters had erected on campus. He was chased off the wall by recruiters and grabbed by one and pulled away from the wall. Yet David Earhart was charged and fined by police for disorderly conduct. He faces possible expulsion by Kent State after a hearing scheduled for November 16 at the university. He gave this talk, and I'm going to share it with you when we come back, a couple of paragraphs, at the 2005 Midwest Socialism Conference sponsored by the International Socialist Organization and at the University of Illinois at Chicago on November 5, just a few days ago. Stick around. I want you to hear what David Earhart, Marine Corps veteran of the Iraq War, Guantanamo and Afghanistan, has to say.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Are you sick and tired of putting things off? If you've been waiting for the perfect time to end procrastination, your wait is over. Listen closely. I have a way to help you get things done and feel really good about it. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm such a procrastinator. I am my own worst enemy. You already know that you'd be more successful if you could just stop procrastinating, complete your projects, finish writing that book, file that huge stack of papers on your desk. You know what I'm talking about. I have a solution. It's fast, it's easy, and it will change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have a method to help you. You'll love to get things done. Do It Now is a hypnosis CD program that will change your inner mind. You'll feel the desire, the happiness, and the exhilaration of getting things done. Read the testimonials on the web at IamSoLazy.com. Imagine being excited about finishing projects, organizing your life, and cleaning your house. Stop the self-sabotage that sucks your energy. Call me now, 877-68-HAPPY. Right now, call me, 877-68-HAPPY. On the web at IamSoLazy.com. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. I mean, this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Iraqi regime is a threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death.
Yeah. Mass death. Yeah, it is, right, George? It's about 25 before the hour. All right, David Earhart, a Marine Corps veteran of the Iraq War, Guantanamo and Afghanistan. He is a student at Kent State. He's about to be thrown out for unfurling a banner on the top of a rock-climbing wall that military recruiters had erected on campus. You know, come over and climb the wall and then sign on the dotted line. The banner said, Kent State for Peace. He gave this talk at the University of Illinois at Chicago, UIC, November 5th, which was last week. Or was it this week? When was it, Kathy? This is just a couple of excerpts. When I realized how over the top it was after Al-Nusayriya. We were supposed to set up a perimeter around that city. We were out of sandbags. We didn't have enough sandbags to protect our holes from small arms fire and things like that. Conveniently, there was a flower truck driver riding a truck down the highway that was full of canvas flower bags, F-L-O-U-R, flower bags. And sandbags are made out of canvas. So this was perfect for sandbags. We were ordered to open fire on this man, just say a working family man, and to use his flower bags as sandbags. A lot of guys in my platoon opened fire, and the man was killed. And the individuals who didn't open fire on this man were ordered to remove his body from the truck and throw it off in a ditch on the side of the road into a ditch and throw some dirt on top of it. And after that, I was extreme, I guess, sort of anti-war Marine. Oftentimes, it was a very confusing situation, and the drivers of the vehicles would not understand what we were saying when we told them to stop. And when they wouldn't stop, we were ordered to open fire on these individuals. That happened on a daily basis. And never once out of all of these occasions were there any weapons in these individuals' cars. Usually, it was full of family, a husband and a wife and children, and they all would be killed. This happened on a daily basis. This was pretty hard to deal with after a while. And people just started to shut down. Maybe part of them wanted to pretend that they killed some innocent little girl for some sort of good cause, but we all know that's not true. When I was in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, my unit's job was to transport the detainees coming from Afghanistan to Cuba. We'd transport them on a school bus where we removed all the seats and all the prisoners would be shoved in there like sardines. We were encouraged to kick them in different sensitive areas like their ribs and parts of their legs if they made the slightest movement, like maybe a movement of their finger or they took too deep of a breath. We were encouraged to use severe physical punishment to prevent them from moving. But after a while, it became sort of a form of entertainment for a lot of Marines to sporadically kick some of these detainees for entertainment purposes. And I started to realize, I think, then, that there are things that go on in the military that aren't quite as noble as our government tries to portray. We did that for 4 months. There wasn't a day I was there that there wasn't some sort of prisoner beating festivity going on. You can get more of this if you want. Go to TRAP. T-R-A-P, TRAP, Rock, R-O-C-K, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, TRAPRockPeace.org, and look around, you'll find it, TRAPRockPeace.org. I got to repeat this one paragraph. Oftentimes it was a very confusing situation, and the drivers of the vehicles, he's talking about Iraq here, would not understand what we were saying when we told them to stop. And when they wouldn't stop, we were ordered to open fire on these individuals. That happened on a daily basis, and never once, out of all of these occasions, were there any weapons in these individuals' cars. Usually it was full of family, a husband, wife, children, and they would all be killed. And they would all be killed. And they would all be killed. This happened on a daily basis. This was pretty hard to deal with after a while. And people just started to shut down. Maybe part of them wanted to pretend that they killed some innocent little girl for some sort of good cause. But we all know that's not true. Jesus. From one of our listeners over in South Carolina, Bill writes, Mike, given the news about white phosphorus bombs and secret prisons and the realization that so many of us don't care about what should be the most basic of human concerns, that which we consider long before we divide up into contrived tribes like political affiliation. It's getting really tough to admit to being in America, an American. Burning innocent people alive and holding others without hope for justice doesn't have anything to do with being a loyal or disloyal citizen of the United States. It has to do with simply being human. Who are these people? Why do we tolerate these atrocities? How can we look away from this? As each day of this evil administration drags on, I'm far beyond sickened. I'm horrified. And Jeff wrote in, Mike, so was that an ordered hit on Juliana Segrena while she was leaving on the Baghdad Airport Road after her kidnapping because they suspected she had covered the Fallujah massacre? Of course, they put a high-caliber slug through a very high Italian intel chief in the process, but only because he sacrificed himself by shielding her. Must have been a good shooter. And quite a hush-up deal for Berlusconi. From Jeff. Yeah, that's now everybody understands why they were trying to kill Juliana Segrena. And we said it at the time. If they can't silence the reporters, if they can't buy them off, they'll kill them. It's just very simple. This is what Donald Rumsfeld has ordered. This is why Negroponte went to Iraq. To set up these organized hit squads, just as Negroponte did, and he's the guy who now runs America's security something, I don't know what the hell he runs. He should be tried for mass murder and put in prison for the rest of his life, but no, he's a member of the Bush crime family and a high-ranking neoconservative killer. So he's in a position of authority in the U.S. government. But this is what Negroponte did in Central America during the 80s, setting up death squads, hit squads, teams that knew how to go out, do their wet work, and just melt into the darkness and leave somebody else to have the responsibility shifted to them. I don't know about you, but it's hard to deal with this. You know, it really is hard to deal with this. It's hard to deal with the overarching truth of all this. I'm not talking about the personal revulsion or the fear or the trembling that I feel when I look at these pictures of what happens to a human body when it is encased in white phosphorus as a result of a shell lobbed into an apartment complex or a house or a business block in a city like Fallujah by our side, by our people, lobbed in there, shake and bake, they call it. I'm not talking about the personal horror that I feel or the fear that looking at these pictures generates in me. This is like this is the same feeling I feel when I'm watching the History Channel or something that is not as censored as the History Channel, and see pictures of the corpses, the mountains of corpses that were contained within the death camps in Poland and Germany at the end of World War II when American photographers and soldiers walked into those death camps and revealed what the Nazis had done. To see the mass graves and the horrific, emaciated, burned, starved, beaten, murdered bodies of just thousands of people is just too much. It really is. It's just overwhelming. It strips away from me any belief in anything other than the absolute venality that rests within human beings. Not a basic goodness, but a basic primitive ability to bring about the most horrific attacks against our fellow human beings. And again, I reference Elie Wiesel, who felt the same thing as an 11-year-old when he watched stacks of children being burned in open pits. But when I look at these pictures from Fallujah, it's basically for me personally, just me, Mike Malloy, the same kind of fear and trembling inside. I mean, it shakes my internal organs when I see what the Nazis did, and I see what we're doing. I don't know. I don't know about you, but it's almost impossible to deal with much more of this.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Coming up after the break, we're going to do a little bit of McClellan from today and from on Halloween. Monday, the 31st. Was it the 31st? And Tuesday was the 1st? Or I don't know. It was right around Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday was Candy Day, half-price Candy Day.
Oh, that's right. That's how we remember that. All right, let's take some calls here. Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
I know how you feel. It's unfortunate. It's that these people, our country, our people, they just can't seem to understand what's going on. It's like I think it was Jonathan Swift that once had told him that you cannot reason a person out of a position that they did not first reason themselves into.
Mm.
And they just have this faith, this belief. And until it hits them viscerally, they don't seem to be able to find the will inside themselves to allow information to possibly reflect upon their opinions and their gut instincts. You know, on this documentary, they mentioned something just very slightly inside the documentary, but I had known about this for a while. The letter that the Armed Forces Minister, Sir Adam Ingram, had written.
Mm-hmm.
And back in June, it was found out that the Bush administration lied to British officials about the use of these napalm-type firebombs in Iraq. This private letter, which was obtained by the independent newspaper in London, and Ingram says that the Bush administration originally told him that they did not use so-called MK-77s in Iraq at any time. Now, forget about Fallujah. But then he writes in his letter, Mike, he says, "I regret to say that I have since discovered that this is not the case and must now correct the position." Unquote. He writes about their use of at least 30 MK-77s used by the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force in the initial invasion of Iraq between March 31st and April 2nd, 2003. And these MK-77 bombs, they're an evolution of the napalm used in Vietnam and Korea. They carry the kerosene-based jet fuel and polystyrene so that the gel sticks to the structures and to its victims.
Right.
And additionally, what makes them so hideous is that the MK-77s lack any stabilizing fins, so it makes them highly imprecise. They became aware of this way, way long ago, and the Brits have been really pissed about what's going on. They're pissed about what's happening in Basra. Skiri and the Skiri party and also Muqtada al-Sadr's militias have been fighting basically with each other, and they've been taking over the situation. The Brits have been pulling more and more back, and they've been dying to get out. And they were about to start to just very quietly move their forces over into Afghanistan, and then they were attacked they were not in their fatigues. You had two British soldiers checking out a mosque, and they were picked up, and then it was supposedly that they were going to be turned over to insurgents. So the Brits attacked them and attacked the prison, and then all hell broke loose. Then the big brouhaha broke out when they decided to send over, Blair wanted to send over 6,000 of the famous Desert Rats from Montgomery's battalion
right.
over in Europe. And there was a big stink about this because most of the people were up higher up were really getting ticked off about what was happening. They felt that they were just part of a force that was just basically having no impression whatsoever on what was going on around them. And it's a fight that's still going on right now. I think very quietly what they're going to do is start to move forces out if somehow Berlusconi and Romania and Poland will agree to keep their troops in. You're going to see Britain moving the troops out. Berlusconi, you mentioned about the channel that he... He has most of the channels there. He was actually about to be brought up on charges by the Supreme Court. He managed to get a one-day delay. His lawyers managed to arrange that with the Supreme Court in Italy. He went back to Congress, and his lawyers were basically running their legislature there. They passed a law saying that he could not be brought up on charges.
Hmm.
So the very next day when he had to appear in court, it was already moot. This guy controls everything in Italy. He controls most of the TV stations and...
Well, remember what they did to Mussolini.
Yeah, I know. Well, the people are starting to get a little bit more insightful about it. He doesn't have his bona fides the way he had it before. That's why Bush... Remember when Bush said, it'd be nice if this was the dictatorship, as long as I was a dictator? I mean, he just, he looks at Berlusconi and he looks at Putin and his lips just drool.
It's just unbelievable, all of this stuff. Doug, thanks for the information. Thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get some of these phone calls before we move on, because I know some of the screen here, a lot of folks want to talk about this white phosphorus issue. So stick around. Before we move on, we're going to take your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
5 years into an administration of sniggering mendacity, George Bush apparently feels his staff needs a mandatory refresher course on ethics. So Harriet Meyer's office will conduct the seminars. Out of a bipartisan concern that the White House's counsel will not have a strong grasp of the subject, I offer these cliff notes on the history of moral theory. Utilitarianism. Political philosopher John Stuart Mill based his ethical system on the principle of the greatest happiness for the greatest number of people. Under this formulation, lying to the grand jury is bad because it makes special prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald unhappy. And when he's unhappy, people end up in jail, and jail is not a happy place, Scooter. The prince, while more of an anti-ethicist, Machiavelli's principle that it's better for a leader to be loved than feared did find an ardent supporter in Karl Rove. But what is Rove to do if his prince is neither loved by the people nor feared by his supporters, think David Frum, or enemies, think Kim Jong-il? Find something else to make the people fearful? A global pandemic, perhaps? I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America from The Nation. For more, go to thenation.com.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Scores of people were killed after explosions at 3 hotels in Jordan. The first explosion at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Amman. The other 2 hit the Radisson SAS and Days Inn hotels. One police official says, quote, the attacks carry the trademark of Al-Qaeda. British Prime Minister Tony Blair lost his first big battle in the Parliament. Lawmakers blocked his proposed new anti-terror legislation. That measure would have let police hold suspects for 90 days without charge. But lawmakers rejected it, instead adopting one that set a 28-day holding period. Blair had refused to compromise over the plan. The bill was drafted after the July attacks on the transit system in London. Saddam Hussein's defense lawyers may be no-shows at the next court session if there is no international guarantee of safety. A lawyer for one of Saddam's co-defendants killed another wounded in an ambush yesterday, another defense lawyer abducted and killed last month. The former dictator's lawyer says the occupation forces are responsible for this criminal incident because they're not protecting people. And the defense team issued a statement that says the November 28th court date for Saddam is null and void because of the attack. A top member of the defense team says the U.S. is an occupying power and so is obligated to protect the lawyers. The White House today denied that the Republican election losses yesterday were a referendum on George Bush. In fact, the spokesman says the results show how out of touch the Democratic Party is with voters. However, the Democrats won the only two governorships at stake, Virginia and New Jersey, and turned back the effort by California Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to rein in the Democratic-run assembly. Scott McClellan pointed to the Virginia race, Lieutenant Governor Tim Kaine defeating Republican former Attorney General Jerry Kilgore, even though Bush had campaigned for Kilgore on Election Eve. McClellan insisted Kaine won only because he ran as a conservative. Top executives of five major oil companies were on Capitol Hill defending their record profits today. They stress profits go up and down. ExxonMobil chairman and CEO Lee Raymond warned against any punitive measures by Congress like a windfall profits tax. But the senator said people are hurting from high energy costs and they suspect price gouging. Senate Energy Committee Chairman Pete DiMedici, a Republican, bluntly asked, are you rigging prices? Senator Barbara Boxer of California highlighted the executives' multi-million-dollar bonuses. President of Amtrak is out. The train agency board says it needs a leader with vision and experience. David Gunn had been struggling to keep Amtrak service going despite bad finances and a battle with the White House and some lawmakers who were trying to split the train system into a group of regional companies. This is Air America Radio News.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
It's about 7 past the hour. A couple of quick items before we go to your phone calls. Sue writes in, can anyone name one religious leader in the United States who has spoken out on torture and now the use of white phosphorus and the new improved version of napalm, MK-77? Just one religious leader. No, I can't. I can't, Sue. From Christopher in New York City, Mike, I just saw the video at comearmageddon.blogspot.com, and it's all over the internet. You can go, he's talking about the Italian video about Fallujah. How much more will all Americans have to see before there's a collective rise up against the evil controlling our country? I was with you when it was a Downing Street memo that surely must bring these fascist murderers down. But now to finally see the pictures from Fallujah after the story first broke, was it a year ago in The Lancet? Is this enough to get some actual movement toward impeachment, trials, and life prison terms? When will we finally stand up out of our fat-ass first-class seats and storm the terrorists in the cockpit that are piling America to her doom? I'm with you, Mike. I don't know how much more I can take. Christopher, New York City. Yeah. Two articles from today's issue of Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. Haaretz. The Israeli Defense Forces have been using phosphorus shells in training exercises, a practice forbidden in inhabited areas under international law. This is written by Gideon Levy, Haaretz correspondent. Several weeks ago, he writes, four Bedouin goat herders were badly hurt by the detonation of an unexploded phosphorus shell they found near their home in the South Hebron Hills. Badal Abu Aram, 17, died of his injury several weeks later. Hani, is 12, is still in serious condition at his family's shack in the village of Carmel. Mahmoud, 14, and Yusuf, 24, were also injured by the explosion. The blast occurred on August 17 in an area where Bedouin families had been living in caves in an Israeli Defense Force fire zone. Civilians who had been evicted from the area were permitted to return following an interim order from the High Court of Justice, but the IDF never cleared the unexploded ordnance. The brother said they found the shell about 100 meters from their home. One of the children spotted the large metal object and called his brothers over, and then the shell exploded. The brothers were rushed in serious condition to the Soroka Medical Center in Be'er Sheva. Hospital records state specifically that they were suffering from phosphorus injuries. An IDF spokesman's office said at the time, quote, this was an unfortunate incident, end quote. Haaretz also reports this. This is from Yoav Stern, who's also a Haaretz correspondent. This is about the bombings at the Jordanian hotels. Here's what it says. A number of Israelis staying on Wednesday at the Radisson Hotel, were evacuated just before the bombing by Jordanian security forces. Evacuated by Jordanian security forces just before the bombing, apparently due to a specific security alert. They were escorted back to Israel by security personnel. The foreign ministry stated Wednesday that no Israeli tourists are known to have been injured in the blast. Representatives of Israel's embassy in Amman were in contact with local authorities to examine any reports of injured Israelis, but none was received. Blah, 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 blah. Interesting. Interesting. A number of Israelis staying at the Radisson Hotel were evacuated just before the bombing by Jordanian security forces due to a specific security alert. You know when that went off? Remember, Kathy, when we was that just this morning? You were in the kitchen with the baby feeding Molly breakfast, and I came downstairs and saw it on CNN, and they're talking about Al Qaeda, and I said, no, that sounds like a CIA operation. Was it this afternoon? According to Haaretz, how could a number of Israelis staying at the Radisson Hotel today get evacuated due to a specific message just before the hotel was blown up? Evacuated by Jordanian security forces. Jordanian security forces. Hey guys, come on, let's move out. This hotel is about to be blown into a million pieces. What the hell? Go to HaaretzDaily.com and you can read the story yourself. All right. Let's do some phone calls. Hermes is calling from New York. Welcome to the program.
Well, okay. It's a pleasure to listen to you, Mr. Bob Malloy. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm in the air.
Yes, you are. You're live. You're okay. all over the world as we speak.
That's not really that important, you know.
Okay.
What I was saying is that I was listening to you talking about all this crime, about these innocent people that they really have nothing to do with all these criminals, whatever they have in mind. And some people wonder why these people do all this crime, this horrendous crime, just like nothing. Of course, this is always the reason for anything or for everything in life. And to these people are what we call in metaphysics larvae or black spirits.
What are they called? Blood spirits?
Black spirit or larvae.
Black spirits, okay.
Yeah, or larvae, which means it's a spirit. Spiritually speaking, they didn't come out yet from the shell.
I got you.
In other words, they have nothing in the file, spiritually speaking. They have no feeling. It's just an amorphous mass of flesh. And, of course, they move and they function, but they have no feelings. And to them, kill people, kill animals, destroy things, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so easy for them. So that's why they don't bother them. I mean, like you, for example, you might be not the more spiritual person, but the way you talk, I'm feeling to you, and you really feel that deep within yourself. And possibly you are not a saint. Imagine when a person is very spiritual, he might cry. Oh no, he might die. He can hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the spirit reaches that level of greatness, this is something he can stand. And you somehow, you have a lot of that because you really get upset and I could sense that you're really suffering just by thinking all these unbelievable things they do to these people, that somehow they have to be there. They live there. And yet they are killing in the most horrendous way by these larvas. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do nothing with this. I mean, it takes another person like him to kill him. That's the way it functions. Possibly among all the population in the United States, that mostly they are 300 or maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
We got quite a few like that. And who knows how many people they already thinking and planning to eliminate this. We can't take no more. We gotta eliminate this monster. And that's my belief. That's what I believe.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Hermes. Thank you for your comments. All right. Let me another email here very quickly. Let me work this in. This is from Vancouver, British Columbia. Have I got time? No, I don't have time for this. I'll do it when we come back. And your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
No place to retire to another time. The eyes of the world now turn, and if we think about it, and if we talk about it, and the sky's so dark to gray.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge.
New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Hey, I want to ask you something. Do I have a cadre of Zionists who monitor this program and who wait? Anytime I mention anything about Israel that isn't Israel is God's gift to the world, no pun intended, some of you suckers jump on my case. I'm getting real sick of it. What I'm going to do is just block your emails. I'm getting real sick of you people. Israel is not holy to anyone except fundamentalist Jews, okay? It is a state. It operates, it has nuclear weapons. It operates within the Middle East. It raises hell. It spies on America. It is not some blissful little baby country living in the heart of all sorts of terror. Israel has perpetrated its amount of terror also, as most states do. But I'm going to tell you people right now who send me these emails, you'll get your first one through and then you get blocked. Now, I reported on a story in Haaretz, for Christ's sake. It's an Israeli newspaper that states categorically, that a number of Israelis staying today at the Radisson Hotel were evacuated before the bombing by Jordanian security forces due to a specific security alert. And then I get this letter from some jackass named Daniel. Mike, you sound like you're insinuating that Israel was somehow behind these bombings. You half-witted jackass, I said it sounded like a CIA operation. Are you deaf? It really irritates me. He writes a bunch of garbage, Daniel does, and he said, but let's not jump to one of these blame Israel first conspiracy theories when you don't have any evidence to support it. Well, you half-wit, that's not what I said. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the CIA and Mossad were behind it. Get real. Don't write me anymore, Daniel. And some of you crazy, psychopathic American Zionists, stop! I don't want your email. Send it someplace else. Don't send it to me. Israel is a state, just like the United States, just like Russia, just like China. And it perpetrates all sorts of activities in its own self-interest, and some, just like any state. And some of those interests or some of those activities are really criminal. What the hell? Well, you know, what is it? Is there some admonition that you're not allowed to say something bad about Israel? Get real. Get real. I reserve the right, and I've said this many times, when I see activity that, in my opinion, is an act of terror, an act of war, or an act of injustice that is state-sponsored, I don't give a damn who does it. It'll be reported and criticized on this program. If it's Israel, if it's the United States, if it's Egypt, if it's Jordan, I don't care who it is. So you morons out there who take it upon yourself to monitor every single program that crosses the airwaves to see if you can find any hint of anti-Israeli bias, go to hell. Go straight to hell. I get so sick of hearing this from some of you thugs, and that's exactly what you are. How dare you? Next thing you'll be telling me, Ariel Sharon or Benjamin Netanyahu are men of peace. Get off my email and get off my program and go away. I don't want you, okay? I don't need you and I don't want you. Sick bastards. Yoav Stern, writing for Haaretz. In today's issue, a number of Israelis staying on Wednesday at the Radisson Hotel were evacuated before the bombing due to a specific security alert. And wise up. Get off my program. Get off my email. Get out of my ears. Go away. Take your crap to somebody who's going to be intimidated, because I'm not. Nutball. Radical Israelis are just as bad as radical Muslims and radical Americans and radical Christians and psychopathic religious nutcases. I don't care where they're located. So don't give me this chosen people crap, okay? Boy, that irritates me. All right, back to the phone calls. Mark is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, it's Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark.
I have free bumper stickers, and I wrote the book, Just Say No to Fascism.
You did indeed.
We need to go back to the original ideas that created our country. You know, things like truth and justice and righteousness. You know, we were the good guys who beat the Nazis, who ran the death camps.
We were. Mark, hold on a second. And be careful what you say now. Somebody's going to accuse you of being anti-Israel. Hold on a second while we take a break and we'll come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
In the corn, I got on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle group and Harris bank accounts. I see them bleed the fifth each and every session now. Cause America's been took. It's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them while being ashtrays. Take away your rights to freedom, bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor, and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Thank you.
It's about 25 before the hour. Let me see here. This is from Thomas in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is the second from Vancouver tonight, right? He writes, I remember as a child seeing a Look or Life magazine story and photo spread regarding the German death camps. I did not understand all that I read, but certainly understood the descriptions of what was done to people. I was horrified that such demons actually walked the earth. I remember wanting to join the army as soon as I was old enough so I could fight the Nazis. That was years after the end of the war. As a child, it seemed like the war was still on, but with McCarthyism and all. Many years later, I look at the photos of the victims and the video of load after load of white phosphorus fire, apparently from helicopters, onto a large area of the city. It gives me the same horrible, sick feeling that those pictures of the German camps did as a child. And once again, I want to join the army and fight these evil bastards. It is up to us civilians to stop this horror being done in our names. We should remember that the German people were thought of as naturally evil by a lot of the world for a long time after World War II. The same is happening to ordinary U.S. citizens around the world. You are being associated with the sins of your government. Yeah, I know. I know. All right. Where were we? We were talking with Mark right before the break. Mark in St. Pete. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Our country was formed on the ideas in the Declaration of Independence. We're all entitled to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I mean, and if we bring these things up when we're talking with someone who is trying to desperately to defend this awful regime that we have that has gotten into D.C. up there. I mean, you know, just whenever you bring up someone in conversation trying to debate things in current events nowadays, if it turns out that they're a Bushy, then they'll try to confuse the conversation. They'll try to subdue the conversation. They'll act insulted. Mm-hmm. They're hiding from the truth. They're in denial. We got to look them straight in the eye because we're wise to their scam. We have the moral high ground. Truth and justice and the original rhetoric. I mean, we can bring our country back home to American moral values, put them in the headlights. You know, these folks are breaking some serious laws. After World War II, we created rules to prevent what those wackos over there did. We came up with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, intended for distribution in all the schools. I never heard about it until I'd gotten out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
Article 5 covers torture and this use of white phosphorus on a city, on civilian populations, using secret jails, Article 5, 6, 7, 9, and 11, the Nuremberg Charter. We hung Nazis for preemptive strikes into Poland. 1950, Principle 6, crimes against peace, war crimes, crimes against humanity. I got them all on my website. Just say no to fascism.com. You can get a free bumper sticker there, too.
All right, Mark, let's have people go to your website because it's a good site. And thanks again, as always, for checking in, okay? You have a nice evening. Let me see here. Chad is calling from New York City. Is it Chad or Ched?
Not quite Chet.
Chet. Yep. All right, Chet, my bad. Thanks, Chet. Welcome to the program.
You know, so much comes up in the course of your program.
Yeah, it does.
The crazy pro-Tel Aviv Zionist types. I just as a brief remark before I say what I really have to say, that I happen to be Jewish, and I feel very comfortable hearing you make whatever criticisms you have of Israel. I know almost instinctively that you don't bear any animus against Jews.
No, I don't. And I've said it before. I've been saying this for 20 years on the radio because I've been attacked over and over and over and over again when I have made comments about the activities of various governments of Israel, just like various governments of Egypt, various governments of the United States. Governments act in their own self-interest. I understand the unique situation of Israel, but I also understand the history of the Middle East for the past 50 or 60 years better than the average radio commentator. I remember when I had, I'm drawing a blank. Who is the rabbi that wrote They Must Go? He was He was the one that founded the Koch Party in Israel. The real radical...
Are you talking about Mariv Kahane?
Yeah, Kahane. I had Kahane live in the studio one time when he was touring the United States. He came here to Atlanta, and there was no synagogue in Atlanta that would allow him to speak, and obviously, because of the nature of his rhetoric. But he gave a speech. Some congregants at one of the more right-wing synagogues rented him a space. He gave a speech. The night before he gave the speech, he came on my program. We sat there. He brought his book, They Must Go, which I eventually read. And we sat there, and he asked me, he said, what's your scholarship? What do you know about the Middle East? So I rattled off what I knew. And not that I'm impressing Kahane. I mean, Kahane wrote the book on the troubles between the Israelis and the Palestinians, strictly from the perspective of a right-wing Zionist that he fully admitted that he was. I mean, that was his whole program. That's what his book was about. The they and they must go were the Palestinians, were the Arabs, were the Muslims. Whether the Palestinians were Christian, Muslim, it didn't make any difference. They had to go. So, you know, I've been down this road so many times. I have friends here in Atlanta who are Jewish, friends who are Palestinian, friends who are Egyptian. I have sat in on meetings of human rights groups that had Jews, Christians, and Muslims trying to figure out some way to reach across this horrible abyss, this divide, this hatred, this centuries old, but certainly the past 60 years, this terror and trouble that goes on in Israel and the occupied territories. I'm an advocate against a torture, a blowing up, bombing, terrorism of any sort. I don't care who does it. Palestinians, IDF, Americans, CIA, Mossad, I don't give a damn who does it. I'm against it all. That's why I get, it doesn't hurt me. It makes me furious when somebody tries to lay an anti-Semitic label on me or an anti-Jewish label on me. I go nuts. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't deserve that. Listen, before time grows short, always, what I called about was that there was an incident that happened in Czechoslovakia during World War II where one of Hitler's favorites, the name was Heydrich or Heydrich.
Yeah.
He was assassinated as he was driving through the town in his military vehicle. He was killed, and Hitler didn't appreciate this. This man was one of his favorites. He exterminated the whole town of Lidice.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is what this whole Fallujah thing is about. You know, I remember seeing the photograph of those mercenaries, whatever the hell they were. You couldn't make them out, but they were hung, their body parts were hung from the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to me this whole Fallujah thing is the United States government settling scores on those people in a horrific way.
You know, I don't care how they try to spin it, it's collective punishment. And this is one of the items that was leveled against the Nazis at Nuremberg. You cannot, whether it's in Italy or Germany or Poland or Czechoslovakia or France, wherever it is, we and the Allies laid down the rules at Nuremberg. Collective punishment is not allowed. When you go into a city like Fallujah or wherever it is, let's just stick with this. When you go into a city like Fallujah and start dropping white phosphorus and a huge explosive bombs because you've gotten reports that out of some mosque in there, they're running insurgents and you start murdering, and here we have the proof, here we have the photographs, just like we had the photographs from the death camps, just like we had the photographs from any atrocity committed by any tyrant any time in the past 75 years. Now we are the tyrant, and we can't deny what we are seeing, and it just makes me furious. I can't stand that this is being done in the name of the United States. That's all.
Well, the U.S., it's like the U.S. is coming to, is right now, I think, at the brink of just falling over into either fascism or empire or whatever the hell it is. It's a bad place to go.
I hear you. Chet, I got to leave it there. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Is CNN reporting this? Is Wolf Blitzer, is ABC reporting it? NBC, CBS, is anybody reporting Fallujah? Is anybody, is any network or radio, television station in the United States media going to show the Italian documentary about what happened in Fallujah? Why, hell no. So if it's not reported in this country, if it's not on television, I guess that means it didn't happen, right?
He can be dumb. He can ride down the anger falls in the bowels of your skull. I can smell something cooking. I can tell there's going to be a feast. You know, I sometimes see them come as a man of peace.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the healthcare discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 healthcare professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-9508. That's 800-654-9508. Not all services available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA, Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, before we break here and lose some of our New York audience, I want to get into this thing about changing the White House transcript. Posted at Daily Kos is this. This administration only knows one way to respond to adversity and challenges. Increase the lies. Increase the frequency of the lies and the brazenness of the lies. Yeah, we've been saying that for how long, Kathy? 5 years? Now, put very simply, the Bush crime family has altered the transcript of the October 31st press briefing with Scott McClellan. David Gregor, well, let's play. This was October 31st, and here's the clip. David Gregory says, Scott, on October 7th, 2003, you were asked about a couple of key players here, Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, as well as other administration officials who have not figured in the investigation so far as we know, and you said the following, quote, "These are unsubstantiated accusations that are made, and that's exactly what happened in the case of these three individuals," unquote, including Rove and Libby. You were wrong then, weren't you, Scott?
David, it's not a question of whether or not I'd like to talk more about this. I think I've indicated to you all that I'd be glad to talk about this once this process is complete, and I look forward to that opportunity. But again, we have been directed by the White House Counsel's Office not to discuss this matter or respond to questions about it.
Public representation.
Hang on.
Made to the American people.
Yeah, we can have this conversation, but let me respond.
No, because it's such an artful dodge. Whether there's a question of legality.
No, I disagree with you.
Whether there's a question of legality, we know for a fact that there was involvement. We know that Karl Rove, based on what he and his lawyer said, did have a conversation about somebody who Patrick Fitzgerald said was a covert officer of the Central Intelligence Agency. We know that Scooter Libby also had conversations.
That's accurate.
So aside from the question of legality here, you were wrong, weren't you?
Okay, you heard McClellan say that's accurate. That's accurate. Now, if you go to whitehouse.gov and news releases from that date, you'll find that they've changed McClellan's statement from "that's accurate" to "I don't think that's accurate." Can you get that last part, Kathy? Can you just get to, yeah? McClellan is clearly saying that's accurate when David Gregory says to him, whether there's a question of legality, we know for a fact that there was involvement. We know that Karl Rove, based on what he and his lawyer have said, did have a conversation about somebody who Patrick Fitzgerald said was a covert officer of the CIA. We know that Scooter Libby also had conversations. And then McClellan said,
we know that Scooter Libby also had conversations.
That's accurate.
So aside
hear that?
From the question,
that's accurate. Now, if you go to the website, these evil sons of bitches, these Winston Smith types, these Big Brother types, they've changed it to "I don't think that's accurate." Now, this is real 1984 type manipulation. And what is really just blatant about this is they do this with no thought that anybody is going to find out. And if anybody does find out, nobody's going to care.
And if people really want to see this, there's a video link there. You can watch Scotty's lips moving. So it's not just a matter of maybe
right.
His mic was lower at the beginning and he went, "I don't think that's accurate." And all that picked up was the I mean, you can see his mouth. You can see he never
right.
formed the words, "I don't think."
Well, it raises the question of why they haven't said something yet. Why hasn't David Gregory gone back in there and said something like, "Hey, Scott, you lying bastard, what's with the changes in the transcript? That's not what you said to me, Scott." Why doesn't somebody in the crack White House press corps ask Scott McClellan, why it has become necessary to change the transcripts of what actually happened. Now, if somebody in the White House press corps doesn't do this, this is a tacit understanding, agreement, and approval by these representatives of corporate news media that it's okay to do this. And just look at today's news. Shalabi. Who is responsible for feeding the United States through Judith Miller and the New York Times deliberately false information that Judith Miller and the New York Times were more than happy to publish about Saddam's non-existent ties to Al-Qaeda, about his weapons of mass destruction capabilities, and now this evil son of a bitch is back to friendly backslapping meetings with Condoleezza Rice? So changing a White House transcript? That's nothing. That's nothing. My God, Ahmed Shalabi, a convicted felon who was found guilty of felonies in Jordan. I wonder if Shalabi and the CIA and maybe the Mossad are not behind the bombings in Amman, Jordan today. A little diversion? What do you think? So here's this evil son of a bitch, Ahmed Shalabi. What is he? What is he now? He's in the new, improved Iraqi government. Isn't he the oil minister? Isn't that what Shalabi is now? The oil minister, for God's sake. So here he is. This is a guy that I think a few months ago the temporary Nazi government we installed in Baghdad was going to arrest this son of a bitch and put him in prison forever. And now here he is again. Changing a White House transcript? That doesn't mean squat.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Scores of people were killed after explosions at three hotels in Jordan. The first explosion at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Amman. The other two hit the Radisson SAS and Days Inn hotels. One police official says, quote, the attacks carry the trademark of Al-Qaeda. British Prime Minister Tony Blair lost his first big battle in the Parliament. Lawmakers blocked his proposed new anti-terror legislation. That measure would have let police hold suspects for 90 days without charge. But lawmakers rejected it, instead adopting one that set a 28-day holding period. Blair had refused to compromise over the plan. The bill was drafted after the July attacks on the transit system in London. Saddam Hussein's defense lawyers may be no-shows at the next court session if there is no international guarantee of safety. A lawyer for one of Saddam's co-defendants killed, another wounded, in an ambush yesterday, another defense lawyer abducted and killed last month. The former dictator's lawyer says the occupation forces are responsible for this criminal incident because they're not protecting people. And the defense team issued a statement that says the November 28th court date for Saddam is null and void because of the attack. A top member of the defense team says the U.S. is an occupying power and so is obligated to protect the lawyers. The White House today denied that the Republican election losses yesterday were a referendum on George Bush. In fact, the spokesman says the results show how out of touch the Democratic Party is with voters. However, the Democrats won the only two governorships at stake, Virginia and New Jersey, and turned back the effort by California Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to rein in the Democratic-run assembly. Scott McClellan pointed to the Virginia race, Lieutenant Governor Tim Kaine defeating Republican former Attorney General Jerry Kilgore, even though Bush had campaigned for Kilgore on Election Eve. McClellan insisted Kaine won only because he ran as a conservative. Top executives of five major oil companies were on Capitol Hill defending their record profits today. They stress profits go up and down. ExxonMobil Chairman and CEO Lee Raymond warned against any punitive measures by Congress, like a windfall profits tax. But the senator said people are hurting from high energy costs, and they suspect price gouging. Senate Energy Committee Chairman Pete DiMedici, a Republican, bluntly asked, are you rigging prices? Senator Barbara Boxer of California highlighted the executive's multimillion-dollar bonuses. President of Amtrak is out. The train agency board says it needs a leader with vision and experience. David Gunn had been struggling to keep Amtrak service going despite bad finances and a battle with the White House and some lawmakers who were trying to split the train system into a group of regional companies. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We're going to get to these sound bites from today with Simple Scotty in just a moment. But a couple of emails here. First of all, regarding the altering now that the Bush crime family is doing of these transcripts, God only knows how many times this has happened in the past, so that the brain dead can go to the whitehouse.gov and look at these transcripts and go, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's cool. And don't you just love the liberal or the progressive bloggers out there who are doing the scut work, who are just digging and digging and digging and finding this stuff out? It's just amazing. God bless you, folks. CBS, ABC, NBC, the rest of these half-wits would never touch any of this. So to, you know, my hat's off to the bloggers, to Daily Kos and oh, God, who else? Yeah, Crooks and Liars, Think Progress. Who else? Yeah, open your mic. Are you saying? You know them better than I do.
Dem Bloggers, Think Progress, Daily Kos, Crooks and Liars, Wonkette.
And some of the internet sites like...
Bart Cop, Democratic Underground, Democrats.com, MediaMatters.org. Raw Story.
Yeah, rawstory.com.
TV News Lies.com.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. Thank God for those websites. Thank God for the work that they're doing. Man, I'll tell you. No, I use the word God, just it's throwaway, okay? From Gary in Houston. Mike, isn't altering a publicly paid for document a crime? If they had redacted on paper, I think in the old days, it would have been a crime. I know a neocon would say, I'm nitpicking, but if Clinton had done this, I can imagine all the talk shows buzzing for weeks. Yeah, absolutely. But the audacity, they just do this knowing that they can. Again, it's the same reason a dog sits down every 20 feet and licks its own genitals, because it can. That's what this Bush crime family, they wage war because they can. They jigger the economy, they ruin it because they can. They destroy the environment because they can. Until we finally say, no, you can't. This is from, I'll just use the initials here, RM. Mike, my son was in Iraq for a year. It was disturbing to me then. However, it's even more disturbing now. The reason I say this is because my son told me he saw things there that would make my hair stand on end. He would not elaborate any further. After seeing these pictures from Fallujah, I know what he meant. It is sad to know that my child was exposed to so much, because as a mother, you want your child to be safe, healthy, and happy. My son, after his experience, is no longer healthy or happy. He has changed both psychologically and physically. He was sent home from Iraq for medical reasons. He has a digestive condition that renders him weak and sick all the time. The military doctors have not been able to diagnose his condition. His personality has changed. My husband said it is like his love of life is gone. He is very serious and withdrawn. I now know why. The time to end this war is now, before any more of our kids are damaged for life and any more innocent people die. Thanks for letting me tell this story. You're welcome. From BB, Mike, I just watched the complete video from the Italians about Fallujah. I'm afraid that we will have a whole lot of bad karma coming back to us. Where's the World Court and the UN to sanction our actions and hold Goober and Electric Heart and their trusty goons accountable for these atrocities? Where's the rest of the world? We need to be sanctioned and classified as a pariah. I'm ashamed of this country. And find the Bush crime family's actions no better than the actions of Saddam on his worst day. Saddam's mass murder of the Kurds with our WMDs was no worse than our attack on Fallujah. I'm afraid that those who support this carnage and a good many innocents will pay a heavy price for this atrocity. I've always been 100% against this unholy war, but after this video, I am morally and ethically outraged by these actions. Those of us who believe in a higher power better start praying for mercy. That's from BB. From Maryland in Canada. Mike, I usually keep up on the issues. However, over the past few months, I've intentionally stayed away from viewing pictures of the wanton destruction that has gone on in Iraq. I've viewed the war-ravaged bodies of small children, babies, the elderly, and women. Each time I view these images, my heart bleeds and my soul is drained. Listening to you tonight, I could not help myself. I had to look at the Fallujah massacre. My heart sank. Over and over. As I viewed the bodies of men and women and children burned and blackened, reduced to obscene skeletal figures, I gave up on the idea of a higher a being known as God many years ago, but tonight I prayed, if there is a God, to make it end now. I knew my prayers were useless, but I beg and beseeched anyway. The sheer pain I feel right now is indescribable. I want to lay down and die. It hurts just that bad. This must stop now. From Maryland. Yeah. It's just amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing what's going on. What's going on? Now I want to get the sound in. And then to your phone calls. These are quick. This is from today's press briefing, in case you still have doubts about Scott McClellan's mental health. Do we have the McClellan music, by the way? Is that in there? I want you to listen to this answer and tell me the wheels are turning, but the hamster's dead. Reporter wants to know why future... Wait a minute. Have I got him backwards? All right. Here, let me get this one first. Oh, my God. All right. Here we go. It's time for the duck and cover segment of the program with Snotty Scotty. Today, reporters seem to have a bit of sport with McClellan over the Republican losses yesterday. I want you to listen to Scotty try to spin this into Republican victory. It's just amazing. The reporter says, Scott, Democrats are looking at the results on election night yesterday and saying this is an indication that the president is really unpopular and is a drag on the Republican Party now going into midterm elections.
Sure, they're going to say a lot of things like that, but I think the facts say otherwise. I don't think any thorough analysis of the election results will show that the elections were decided on anything other than local and state issues and the candidates and their agendas. That's what I think, and I think that if you look at the facts, that bears that out. The results in the gubernatorial elections in Virginia and New Jersey, which I believe you're talking about, those are the same results that occurred in 2001, although I think they may have been smaller margins of victory for the Democratic candidates.
Uh-huh.
And in Virginia, for instance, you had a candidate, Democratic candidate for governor, who ran on a conservative platform.
Oh, well, then, there you go. Okay, Scott, you win. But you know the Republicans are bitching because Bush doesn't have a platform. But there you hear it right from the duck's mouth. It's, hey, it's a victory. It's a Republican victory. So another reporter wants to know how the Republican losses are actually Republican victories and wondering if Scott's in some kind of denial. You know, like maybe there's a 12-step for liars program. He can join. The reporter says, Scott, do you think that Republican candidates, can you say now that you expect Republican candidates will embrace, will ask for, will want this president to campaign with them next year? Will he help Republicans next year or hurt them?
We look forward to helping Republicans and helping Republicans who are running for office and talking about our hopeful agenda for the American people.
Uh-huh.
We are a party that is a party of ideas and solutions.
You're not in denial here. I mean, the president's got his lowest job approval ratings in his presidency. Do you not acknowledge that that's not, as Secretary Rumsfeld would say, not exactly helpful?
We have a proud record of accomplishment and a positive agenda for the future, and we look forward to continuing to talk about it.
Isn't this son of a bitch totally delusional? Is this not delusional? Delusional? Huh? Oh, my God. We're a party party of ideas and solutions. Yeah, final solutions like white phosphorus, napalm, carpet bombs, depleted uranium weapons, funding cuts for the poor. Yeah.
Home from the river they would come. Wibble wobble, ho hum hum. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with a quack quack quack. Quack quack quack. Quack quack quack. He led the others with a quack quack quack.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. I'll replay that last soundbite right before the break. Where Scott spins the Republican losses and claims that they're actually Republican victories. And the reporter wants to know if Scott is in some kind of denial. As a matter of fact, he asked him that. Now, remember, also, when McClellan says, where is it? Well, I think it's in the first one where he talks about the winner of the race for governor in Virginia ran on conservative platform. What? Pro-choice, anti-death penalty? That's all of a sudden become conservative? Oh well, it's McClellan who obviously is becoming delusional. He's not the brightest bulb in the marquee anyway. Never has been. He's out there because he's a little robotic. Jeff Gannon, me love you long time boy toy, but he's starting to lose it now. So the reporter says, do you think Republicans will want Bush to campaign with them next year after what happened in Virginia? Scott, do you think Republicans will be hurt or helped by Bush?
We look forward to helping Republicans and helping Republicans who are running for office and talking about our hopeful agenda for the American people. We are a party that is a party of ideas and solutions.
You're not in denial here. I mean, the president's got his lowest job approval ratings in his presidency. Do you not acknowledge that that's not, as Secretary Rumsfeld would say, not exactly helpful?
We have a proud record of accomplishment and a positive agenda for the future, and we look forward to continuing to talk about it.
Yeah, we're a party that's a party of ideas and solutions. Yeah, we're a proud record of accomplishment, a positive agenda for the future. You know, we're a party of ideas. Bang, 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 in case you have doubts, still have doubts about McClellan's mental health, listen to this answer. And you tell me whether or not you think the wheels are turning, but the hamster is really dead. Reporter wants to know why future Republican candidates shouldn't avoid weak and stupid, as if he were political kryptonite. Reporter says, Scott, what does Bush have to offer in terms of political capital to other Republican candidates? When Republicans look to the president or their own 2006 reelection bids, what kind of agenda?
I know there's a tendency to look ahead a year from now. We're going to focus on addressing the priorities the American people care most about. That's what we will continue to do.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's what the American people expect us to do. The Democratic Party has no vision and no agenda to offer the American people at the national level. All they can do is say what they're against. They have not offered any sort of positive agenda for the American people.
Like yours, like endless deficits and unemployment and the end of social programs and big government spending, environmental rollbacks, war, death, torture, and killing? Is that your agenda, you half-wit? Yeah, that's what we're against. You're damn right.
Wherever they would go, wibble wobble to and fro. But the one little duck with the feather on his back,
he led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
He led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Home from the river they would come. Wibble wobble, home, home, home.
But the one little duck with the feather in his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, Jesus. Well, an internal memo was sent to the employees of New York Times. Got a copy of it here from someone who will remain anonymous. She wrote me a story. She worked there. Let me just leave it there. Okay. I see why you don't want me to tell the story. But here's the memo that was passed out inside the New York Times today to the staff. Judy Miller has retired from the New York Times effective today. In her 28 years at the Times, Judy participated in some great prize-winning journalism. She displayed fierce determination and personal courage both in pursuit of the news and in resisting assaults on the freedom of news organizations to report. We wish her well in the next phase of her career. Bill. That's Bill Keller's. No. P.S. Judy asked that I share with you a letter I sent regarding my recent memo to the staff. It follows and speaks for itself. And then he writes, "Dear Judy, I know you've been distressed by the memo I sent to the staff about things I wish I'd done differently in the course of this ordeal. I know you're upset with me that I used the words entanglement and engagement in reference to your relationship with Scooter Libby. I was only referring to the series of interviews through which you and the paper became caught up in an epic legal controversy." Yeah, because you'll get a lawsuit against you, won't you, Bill, from Judith Miller, one of the worst, scummiest, filthiest, warmongeringest reporters ever.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C. The only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester C and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops. It's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them, and you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. And this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Regarding the Haaretz article about Israeli nationals being moved out of one of the hotels just prior to the bombing in Amman, Jordan today. Carmel writes in, Mike, I can say one thing about Israel. They have media that will stick its neck out. It will let people know, no matter how popular the government. They withstand personal and professional pressures, and they keep on keeping on. There's nothing like that here. Nothing. The Fallujah story is a year old, and we get to know about the runaway bride or a single girl missing in Aruba. These corporate media cowards stand between the people and the truth, and that is what allows these criminals to keep getting away with these fantastically grandiose crimes. To me, the New York Times is no less culpable than Rumsfeld and Cheney. It is the cowardly paid-for media that facilitates making the world as dangerous as it is. Yeah, Carmel, I agree. All right, let's get back to the phone calls here. Sam is calling from Utah. Sam, welcome to the program.
Wow. I don't think I'm the first one to call from Utah, but we have to listen to the web here. We don't have a station that's within 1,000 miles.
Yeah, I hear that.
Hey, my mind's gone crazy listening to you. I'm a bit of a skeptic, and when I first heard the 9/11 alarm, my very first thought was that GW knew about it, didn't think it was going to be a big a deal, and it would provide him some motivation and some power to do a whole rash of things. And my first thought was that it would give the Israelis a chance to kick all of the Muslims out of their country. And I say their country, not saying whether it's the Israeli country or the Arab country. But that didn't happen. I was surprised that didn't happen. And maybe it's happening a little at a time. But I always have to ask, what's the third why? And that's who's making money off of it? The underwriting reasons of what's going on. And you know, I don't know that we're looking at that. When I listened to a little documentary on Robert Kennedy a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I see that as perhaps the only model I can look at that's really a firm model I don't care if it's conservative or liberal, but a fair model for democracy is his approach to uniting people. And you know, I have a hard time figuring out where we're going. I'm thinking we're going to have to tighten our belts regardless of what happens.
Well, I think you're probably right. As far as who makes money on it, I think it's very clear. The oil companies, the companies owned by former Secretary of State George Shultz, Dick Cheney's Halliburton, Rumsfeld's interest in a pharmaceutical company that just is all of a sudden the only one that can make Tamiflu. These people are real sons of bitches. I mean, they are killers and murderers and thugs of the highest order. In a different time, a different place, they would have been put on trial long ago, found guilty, and dealt with according to whatever laws might apply. But we're not a long time ago. We're here, we're now, we have no press, we have no active left wing that is a political left wing. I'm talking about organized politics. I'm not talking about people like me or I'm talking about organized political left wing to anything. It does not exist, or if it does exist, it doesn't have any power. We have no Democratic Party that is willing to stand up to these pigs and call a spade a spade. What do we have? We have Hillary Clinton. We have the Democratic Leadership Conference. We have Schumer. I don't know. I don't know. It's just madness. It is like a hamster just running round and round and round and round in a wheel. Actually, the hamster's not running round and round. The wheel is. And it's just, it's insane. So I don't know how to respond to what you're saying, Sam, except to say I share your frustration.
Well, I live in Provo, and it's probably got the reputation for being, if not the most conservative place in the world, at least second. And I say in the world, maybe second to Fallujah or one of the right-wing model
right.
countries.
Right.
But there's this fundamental concept in Mormonism where I live, that in the scripture says it's better that one man die and or that a nation perish in disbelief. And the idea of being able to justify absolutely any action given a good end, I think is what we're dealing with. And you know, as long as it doesn't
well, if there were a good end, I, you know, we can make the argument that there was a good end that came out of World War II. 50 million people died around the planet, but the good end, at least a temporary good end, it was very brief, was the end of fascism as it tried to march out of Europe and out of Asia and overtake the world. This utilitarian idea that, however many people have to suffer or die for the greater good, to me is, that's what ants and bees and people or creatures that live on the floors of forests and jungles do. I would hope that we've evolved beyond that, that there's no such thing as utilitarianism. I realize it still exists. I realize it's a concept. But to me, it's garbage. It's the same kind of garbage that I find in religion. It's designed to denigrate the individual, to destroy whatever spiritual aspect he has and or she has, and to just blow his or her worth completely to hell. So I reject it. I wish I had more to say, and I wish you did, but we don't. Sam, let me move on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in. Appreciate it. Jesse from TV News and Lies, TVNewsLies.org is calling in. Hey, Jesse, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. Listening to you vent for me.
Yeah.
Couple of quick comments on the topics you had touched on today. First of all, this last caller talked about 9/11 for a second. Got a little food for thought for your viewers and for the people who don't believe that it's even closely possible that the Teaneck and Bush crew might have had some hand in that, and that's, they have to start thinking now that they're realizing that these folks lied to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys sacrificed at least 2,000 American lives. What makes people think that these guys wouldn't have sacrificed 3,000 total strangers for the same purpose? Because without that, that was the first part of the Iraq War, as far as I'm concerned. The other thing is, your little press corps, group that you talk about,
yeah,
put an E at the end of that, because they've been the press corpse.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
terrible, and this is part of the problem. You either have a press corps, a media establishment that's totally useless, or you have one that is totally evil, like the New York Times, by allowing Judith Miller to fill up column inch after column inch of lies and propaganda that were pro-war, pro-death, pro-destruction, that had zero, zero, zero basis in truth. You have an entire network like Fox News Channel that is just immersed in hogwallow. It's just like huge vats of some sort of demonic snot that these people wallow around in.
Mike, there's no two ways about it. They're either complicit or incompetent, and there's
that's
no
true.
In between. Last thing I want to give you for your folks who jump on you whenever you finally are the only voice of truth when it comes to the Israeli situation. There's a great video called Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land that documents incredibly well how the American news media has misrepresented the whole Middle East political situation for decades, and how it's been one-sided bias. And I think you know which way that bias goes. It's a great documentary, and I'll probably keep a lookout. I'm going to send you a copy for yourself, okay?
I'd like to see it. Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it. You have a nice
evening.
All right,
thanks. Keep up the truth-telling here, Mike. We need it.
All right. Appreciate it. And if you don't like videos, read Noam Chomsky. All right, in fairness, Sarah is calling from Manhattan. Sarah, welcome to the program.
I just want to say that, you're calling people who monitor the news for anti-Israel bias, what you call them, fundamentalist Zionist fanatics, I believe, is really
Back up. What are you accusing me of now? Get your facts straight, Sarah, because if you don't, I'm going to hang up on you. Now back up. Start at the beginning of your sentence.
I believe that you had called people who monitor the news for anti-Israel bias, called them fundamentalist Zionists.
No, that's not what I said. I said people who monitor this program or other opinion programs, and any time they hear anything that they construe to be an anti-Israel bias, they're all over people like me. Now, don't challenge that because I have dealt with it for 20 years, all right? Now, what's the rest of your statement?
I want to I just want to point out some stuff, okay? Regarding the mindset of people who are, you know, extremely paranoid and
all right, now
and,
where were you going with this? Because this sounds like an hour long dissertation. Tell me what.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is this. What I'm trying to say is this. You say that you understand Israel's unique place, but I don't think you do. If people, it, I mean, look, criticize the Israeli government all you want, but please understand.
That's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I do.
But please understand.
And only, and only, and only if the criticism is fair. I don't criticize any government or any government, a member of that government, unless their activity is so egregious, so criminal, so against basic human rights that they deserve criticism. Please.
Okay, but I just want to point out something.
Sure.
Okay. The people who are very, like, some of them are just, you know, the Christian fundamentalist wackos, but I want to point out something about the people who are obsessive about defending Israel. Namely, a lot of them are Jews who are understandably terrified that anti-Israel criticism is going to degenerate into just plain old, you know, anti-Semitic, you know, Jew
bashing.
Well,
isn't there a chance that not tolerating any criticism against the actions of a government brings about the very response that you're afraid of, or the Jewish settlers in Israel are afraid of, that if Israel presents itself as being totally without any sort of, I hate to use the word, sin, totally totally without any responsibility for the situation that it finds itself in, that if Israel presents itself that way, that it invites the very criticism that degenerates in so many instances, and not on this program, but degenerates into anti-Semitism.
I don't know. I just wanted to point out, you know, because it's
all right.
People,
so you're not going to even acknowledge what I just said? I just asked you a question. Don't say I don't know. Of course you know. You're a smart woman.
Look, I don't know because, frankly, I'm not sure I'm not sure if Israel doing a mea culpa would make things better or worse. It might make things better. It might make things worse. I don't know.
Well, that's true, but isn't that the risk that any sovereign nation has to take at some point? And, Sarah, I got a break. I appreciate your call. Maybe call in sometime when we have more time. We're not up against a break. Any sovereign nation that takes responsibility for its actions, and I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Arabic. I don't care if it's Christian. I don't care if it's Jewish. I don't care if it's atheistic. I don't care if it's in the Western Hemisphere, Eastern, Northern, Southern. I don't care. If there is a truth and reconciliation commission that comes, like in South Africa, like in Central America, if there's a truth and reconciliation commission that can be put together where people can say, okay, this is what we did wrong, and this is why we did it wrong. Now, if all you bastards will stop attacking our country or stop attacking what I have to say let's try to work together, you know, if governments would say that. But governments don't do that. And the Israeli government doesn't do it to any greater or less degree than the American government, the British government, the French government, the Swiss government. Okay? Thank you.
Are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb, and they took my only son from me. I know it's true. Oh, so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true. Oh, so true.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
About 7 before the hour, thanks to our crew in New York, Justin Nguyen and Stan Stolfiak, who engineered the program tonight. D. Neal answered your calls and maintains our blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. She was also our associate producer. Is this tomorrow night? John Lash, who is running against Denny Hastert in Illinois, will be our guest tomorrow. And Tuesday coming, Ruben Zamora. Another Democrat running against Denny Hastert. Thanks to our out of studio team, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and the militantmoderators@mikemalloy.com on the message board. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. It has worked its way into the program tonight. I try to stay away from talking about some of these issues because of the engineered and carefully choreographed assault that can occur when you start criticizing Israel. I know that. Everybody in media knows it. Everybody on the planet knows it. It certainly is evident here on this program. As I said, I've dealt with this for two decades, and I'm used to it, and I really don't care because I'll continue to do what I do regardless. I'm talking about the right to criticize a government. I will do that until hell freezes over, and if it's a government that you support or back for whatever reason, too bad. If you have an argument, give me a call. But damn you to hell if you try to criticize me as being anti-Semitic based on my arguments against the policies of the State of Israel. That would be like calling me anti-Christian because of my contempt for the policies of the government of the United States. So don't even try, okay? Don't even try. I don't respond to that kind of crap in a very civilized way. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you. Now, if you think any government should be above reproach, the government should be above criticism or reproach, isn't that what Hitler said? Huh? Aren't you, when you accuse me of that, aren't you doing exactly what any totalitarian does? My government is not to be criticized. Isn't this what Hitler did? Isn't this what Ashcroft did? Isn't this what Bush and Cheney do? And you have the temerity to call me and tell me that because I quote an article in Haaretz, which is an Israeli newspaper, you freak moron, that somehow I'm being anti-Semitic? You send me these nasty emails I've gotten tonight? Go to hell. Go straight to hell. Okay? Do not pass go. Just go straight to hell. I'm not impressed. I don't care. There's no way you can hurt me. I will continue to do what I do. And if you don't like it, let me give you a very, very obvious selection. Switch stations. Okay? As far as the control in the media in the United States, such as it exists, isn't that what totalitarianism is all about? Isn't that what Nazism and communism is all about? Isn't that what fascism is all about? So don't even try with me. If it runs a country, if it's a ruling clique, it will be criticized on this program. I don't care if it's Hindu, Jewish, Buddhist, Christian, Muslim. I don't care. Okay? Get used to it or go away. I hope I've made myself clear, but I know to a lot of you I haven't. But that's all right. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away.
And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, we'll return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply.